Join us on The Path to Independence, an informative series hosted by Joanna Maxwell that takes a look at the stories of everyday people choosing to live life on their own terms. Hear it at 2gb.com/path to independence.
Sydney Live 3 till 6 with Ben Fordham, thanks to Honda's annual clearance. Hurry in to your local Honda dealer today.
Thank you for tuning in. Ben Fordham on 2GB 131873 is our telephone number. You know we're always on the lookout for bright and brilliant new business ideas, and I think I've found one here. And it relates to food. And we know that our population continues to grow, and with that, concerns are rising about our ability to produce enough crops for the future. Well, there's a Sydney startup that has recognised the challenges we're facing when it comes to food supply. They've come up with a radical new way of growing fresh produce. And I couldn't quite believe this when I saw it. It's called Sprout Stack. And they have devised a system to grow food in shipping containers. So these shipping containers are filled with hydroponic setups, which grow leafy greens such as lettuce and herbs and spinach. And their founders have been able to produce the same quantity of greens in the shipping container in just 8 weeks as an entire hectare of farmland. The container systems only require electricity and water, and they use 95% less water than a veggie farm with drip irrigation, and it's pesticide-free because, as you can imagine, it's inside a shipping container, so the environment is controlled, and it virtually eliminates any pests and diseases. And the shipping containers also allow food to be harvested regardless of the season or the weather. And users don't even need to have a green thumb to know how to do it because the hydroponic systems are automatically regulated. The containers are fitted with systems that allow the conditions to be monitored and controlled using an app, of course. Now, the people behind all of this, as I said, it's called Sprout Stack. And the people behind it, Michael Harder and Francisco Caparina, they're both on the line. Michael, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How's
Francisco, good afternoon.
Hi, Ben. Thanks for having us.
No worries. Let me start with you, Francisco. Who came up with the idea, you or Michael?
It was really the three of us, the three co-founders, us two and Michael Scalbetzer. We're three good mates with different backgrounds. And Michael has been involved for a number of years in automation and electronics, and Marcus and me are involved in agriculture.
All right. So, Michael, let me ask you the philosophy behind this whole thing and how this thought bubble turned into a pretty damn good idea.
Well, the philosophy is basically it's hydroponics, which is nothing groundbreaking and new, but we adapted it to basically work in a shipping container, and we just really were looking at increasing the efficiency. So, that's sort of...
Am I right in saying that you create these towers? In other words, it's a vertical hydroponic system, and that's what's unique about it? Explain that to me.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a vertical system. Just to... we went with vertical because it uses the space much more efficiently. And combined with other technologies like the automation side of things, we were able to create a product that is really user-friendly and works, like, extremely well.
Francisco, tell me when you first tested it and the results and how you reacted when you saw the results.
It was really pleasing to see that we got it right, even though it's been a pretty steep learning curve. We got it right, and we're very happy with the results we're having in terms of the quality of the plants we're growing. And the length of the cycle and the amount, the efficiency of the whole system in terms of use of water and electricity as well.
Talk about efficiency. I said in the introduction, you're able to produce the same quantity of greens in the shipping containers in 8 weeks as an entire hectare of farmland. Is that fair to say, Michael?
Yeah, the efficiency is incredible. The density in which we're able to grow, it's just phenomenal. Like during the process of refining the product, we just were able to just increase that efficiency as we were moving along. And it's just remarkable what we've achieved.
What was it like for you when you saw the first crop growing?
It was a lot of hard work, but when it all paid off, you know what it's like. It's amazing. Yeah.
How do you see this being adapted, Francisco? Let me ask that to you. How do you see ordinary people in ordinary life using this Sprout Stack system to their benefit?
Well, I think that's a great question, because this technology will really enable normal people, normal citizens, to become farmers without the need of specialized skills or even owning large amounts of land. So we see that there will be a proliferation of urban farmers being able to grow high quality produce using efficiently the resources and being able to supply the local communities.
So, for example, you could have someone running an inner city restaurant who could have a shipping container out the back growing all of their produce.
Exactly right, yeah.
What's it going to cost, Michael?
Well, it's a modular system, and there's different sizes that we offer. So basically, you can start off with a basic system for about $40,000, and it can go all the way up to about $100,000. So it just depends on the fit out.
And have you got some backing from the corporate sector?
We've had one round of backing, and that sort of got us to where we are now. Mm. And we've still got a bit left to go. So we're going to be able to achieve what we set out to do with that initial funding.
Is there a chance there that people could lease them as opposed to having to buy them up front?
Yeah, that's right. So there is a leasing option. So for about $3,000 to $4,000 a month, you'll be able to lease them.
Mm. All right. Well, look, I just wanted to share it with my listeners, because when I read this story, I just thought, I love the fact that you guys have thought outside the square and come up with an idea that you never know. I mean, this could be adapted by people here. It could be adapted by people overseas. And you have a look at other parts of the world, Francisco, where people aren't as blessed as we are here in Australia at being able to grow produce. This could take off.
That's exactly right. Like when you start thinking of possible applications for this technology, you start thinking of desertic areas, people with places with pollution problems, places in the mountains or with the harsh weather situation, and that will be a really good solution for the problem of sourcing food for them.
Mm. Well, I hope you blokes make $1 billion, both of you. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Ben. Have a good afternoon.
There you go. Don't you love that? Michael and Francisco. And they came up with the idea, well, not everyone can have a big paddock to grow all of your fresh produce. What if we did it in a shipping container with a hydroponic setup, and you can grow whatever you want, and you don't have to worry about pests and other things like that. You don't need to worry about the weather. And they managed in 8 weeks to produce the same quantity of greens in a shipping container as you would do in an entire hectare of farmland. It's called Sprout Stack. You're listening to Ben Fordham on 2GB. My number, 131-873.
Get your business off to a fast start in 2017. Advertise over summer with Macquarie Radio. Register now at faststart2017.com.au to unlock business insights from Ross Greenwood. Plus, receive a further 25% discount if you take up the offer. Visit faststart2017.com.au.